Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Governor Romney is on the right track there and kind of taking some gloves off and saying enough is enough of the failed policies of Obama, as reflected even by the failed messaging through their campaign. It is a negative, dirty campaign coming from the Obama administration. There are only two people in this country who have ever had to run against Barack Obama and his machine, and that's John McCain and myself when we ran in 08. I know what this is about. I know how dirty they can get. They continue to be dirty, and Governor Romney has every right in the world. In fact, he has a responsibility to take those gloves off. Let Americans know what this campaign is all about, his side and Obama's side, and let the voters decide if we want to empower individuals and allow America to grow into a more prosperous and secure and voluntarily generous nation, or if we want to grow government under Obama. Such a clear, clear choice that we have.
That's Sarah Palin with some advice from Mitt Romney on how he ought to be running his campaign. The presidential race is where we start another hour of your talk radio review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, your host for the next hour. From CBS, Anthony Mason and Gail King talked to Mitt Romney about his recent attacks on President Obama. Romney says Obama's running a campaign of division, anger, and hate.
What many are saying is your most fiery speech yet. You accuse the president of waging a campaign of division and anger and hate. Did you write those words yourself?
Well, of course. The words I use in speeches are words that that I craft or put in there or agree with. And in this case, I think people across the country who've seen the president's ads and the ads of the people who are supporting him, and he won't distance himself from those ads, have been a little astonished by what he's done and recognize that this is a critical time for the country. We've got 23 million Americans out of work, and one out of six Americans have fallen into poverty, and they want to know how we're going to get America working again. And the president's campaign is all about division and attack and hatred. My campaign is about getting America back to work and creating greater unity in this country, which, of course, has always been the source of America's vitality and strength.
The Obama campaign said your remarks seemed unhinged. Your reaction to that?
Very measured. I can be much more dramatic, I think. I think unhinged would have to characterize what we've seen from the president's campaign.
Specifically, how is this campaign about hatred? What do you mean exactly about that?
Well, I think if you look at the ads that have been described and the divisiveness based upon income, age, ethnicity, and so forth, it's designed to bring a sense of enmity and jealousy and anger. And this is not, in my view, what the American people want to see. I know what I'm running for. I'm running to get America working again, to get good jobs for people with more take-home pay. And the president seems to be running just to hang on to power. I think he'll do anything in his power to try and get reelected. I want to get this country going again. That's what brought me into the race. And hopefully we can have a debate about issues and of our differences on issues and contrast in that area. But these personal attacks, I think, are demeaning to the office of the White House. And the comments yesterday by the vice president, I think, just diminish the White House that much more.
And your reactions to that? Joe Biden's comment yesterday that he said that Republicans want to unshackle Wall Street and put middle-class Americans back in chains. What did that mean to you, Governor Romney?
Well, of course, we have to have regulation on Wall Street and on every street to make sure that our economy works well, so it's factually inaccurate to begin with. And secondly, I just say that I think comments of this nature sink the White House just a little lower. The American people expect something better from the president than these kinds of divisive comments.
But isn't the metaphor of unshackling, isn't that something that Republicans have used, including Paul Ryan?
You know, I can't speak for anybody else, but I can say that the comments of the vice president, as I heard them, I thought were one more example of a divisive effort to keep from talking about the real issues. Look, no one is talking about deregulating Wall Street, and no one is talking about the kinds of language that this White House is bringing forward. Instead, we're talking about what is it going to take to get the economy going and put people back to work.
Up next, more on the presidential race, maybe the vice presidential side of things, get some attention on the talk radio circuit.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, John, how come there are no hot dog vendors out here? Is that just like preseason or something?
No, it's because you're in my living room.
Ah, right. That new TV is huge.
Football is a game of inches, so get to the ultimate football experience at Sears, and we'll help put some awesome ones on your wall. Save $250 on an LG 50-inch HD TV, just $499.99. This is game-changing. This is Sears. Offer ends 8/18/12. See store or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
The hot hits in talk radio, presidential race front and center. Here's host Tara Granaham talking to Jim Vincent from the NAACP about Vice President Joe Biden's remarks, suggesting Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan want to unchain Wall Street and put you all back in chains, quote.
Vice President Joe Biden in front of a group campaigning in Virginia.
Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
That was the vice president on the line right now. We wanted to get reaction from the local head of the NAACP, Jim Vincent. Good morning, Jim. Your reaction?
Tara, I find the reaction kind of amusing. It's kind of like a full outrage as far as I'm concerned. I could see if Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan had policies that were, you know, they were espousing that would help the middle class and African Americans in particular, but they don't. And I think that President Obama and Joe Biden, Vice President Biden, all along have been espousing policies that would help the middle class, working class, the poor, in particular African Americans.
So you're not offended by that at all, Jim?
I think that Biden trying to be cute with a metaphor, because the Republicans use the shackle or unshackling. I think he tried to be a little bit too cute on that. And maybe he probably could have said it a different way, because obviously it's a distraction in the campaign, so I think he understands that it was a gaffe. But I don't think anybody's going to be outraged, because they know that, you know, Governor Romney and the Republicans have been calling President Obama unpatriotic, un-American. I think Americans, and white people in particular, are more concerned about those kind of comments than something that the vice president probably inartfully tried to put out there I think that if he had to do it over again, he would have. I'm not offended by that. I think that he tried to be cute with the unshackling and the unchaining of Wall Street, which I certainly don't agree with. And I think he probably misspoke, but I certainly don't think he did it in a malicious way or in a way that was overly racist. I don't believe that.
Radio host Kevin Cohen with Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina about what he thinks Congressman Paul Ryan brings to the GOP ticket.
So you like the pick of Paul Ryan. What do you think he brings to the table that Romney didn't already have?
Well, first of all, it shows that Romney's willing to tell Americans the truth and to offer real solutions. Paul Ryan and I came into the House together in 1998, and really from his first year, we were working together on how to save Social Security by saving the money rather than spending it. A lot of new ideas for Medicare as well as tax reform. I mean, he has been serious about solutions since he got into Congress. So by Romney picking him, it tells us that they're going to offer the real solutions to the American people and let America decide if they want to go towards Obama's vision of a government-controlled economy or towards an American vision of free people and free markets. So it'll be a good debate, and I hope we still have 51% of Americans who want to be free.
You know, long before we ever even heard the name, the possibility of Paul Ryan being the VP nominee, one of the things that I've said about him is kind of echoing what you said. It doesn't take that much for a member of the House or Senate to sit here and rattle off all the problems. But here's a guy that every time he rattles off problems, he concludes by saying, yes, we have all these problems, and here's my solution to it. He's a man of ideas who actually presents a plan. I think that's pretty unique these days.
And I assume it's still on the Internet, but Paul Ryan's Roadmap to America's Future lays out how we can fix Social Security, Medicare, a tax reform idea, which I think is really good. So he has put his ideas in writing, which Obama never does. Frankly, Kevin, I think the president has been dangerously irresponsible for not dealing with debt, just making it worse, not doing anything to try to fix Social Security. He made Medicare worse by taking over $700 million from it. The problems that we face as a nation, he has not even begun to address. It's remarkable that they are calling Paul Ryan radical, because he has put forward the most gentle transitional reform ideas imaginable. A lot of us were working on a budget that balanced in 5 years, and Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and I went out and championed that. To Paul Ryan's takes a much longer time, more like 25 years to balance, but it sets us on a course of sustainability, really without cutting any spending. The Democrats are saying, oh, they're slashing programs. He doesn't cut anything. He just slows the rate of growth so that the economy can grow faster than the government has, because the government has doubled in its spending in the last 10 years. We just can't keep doing that.
Let me ask you this now. Are you okay? I know that you don't love the fact that anyone that would vote for TARP, he voted for the automobile bailout, things like that. You're able to reconcile that?
Well, yeah, obviously I voted the other way. Paul has been what we would call a player, basically. I mean, he voted for Medicare Part D, but he also made it better by staying in the game. And it was not an idea he supported in the beginning, because we were all working on a plan to help poor seniors get health insurance and not do it a new blanket universal entitlement. But Paul did something in Medicare Part D by keeping the private sector involved and basically set up a test for premium support that he has proposed for Medicare overall.
Up next, after we have a short respite, we'll shift the focus to the lawsuit that's been filed against Attorney General Holder. Up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's keep talking about what talk radio and talk television are talking about. This includes the lawsuit filed against Attorney General Holder. The documents they're looking for, he hasn't turned over. Here's Martha McCallum talking to Congressman Jason Chavez of Utah about what he hopes to accomplish with the lawsuit he's involved in.
So everyone knows that these documents were subpoenaed. I mean, that what you want to get to the bottom of is who knew what in the Justice Department and how high up did it go, and was there an effort to cover it up? What does this do to move the ball forward, in your opinion, in what felt like became a stalled investigation?
Well, Chairman Issa last October issued a subpoena requiring the Department of Justice to supply Congress 140,000 documents. They've given us less than 8,000 of those documents. In the United States of America, you just don't ignore a subpoena. But their failure to provide this information, to comply with the subpoena, led us to have to hold the Attorney General of the Department of Justice in contempt of Congress. Then the U.S. Attorney in Washington, D.C. said he wasn't going to prosecute, wasn't going to move forward, so we have to file a civil suit, which now allows us to go before a judge independently and then force the White House and the Department of Justice to justify document by document why they think executive privilege is warranted here and why they shouldn't turn those documents over to Congress. It'll take months, but it will help us root out the problem and get to the truth.
There was a memo that said that they knew nothing about it. Then they retracted that memo, correct?
Now, if February 4th, they sent a letter to Senator Grassley saying that the Department of Justice, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms never did any sort of gun walking. 10 months later, they had to retract that. It was totally false. We want to know what happened. Remember, Martha, obstruction of Congress, as we seek this inquiry, is a felony. So there's some people back there, I'm sure, that are very nervous about this. There's a reason why the White House is trying to cover this up, and we want to get to the bottom of it.
Want to know what some of your fellow talk radio listeners have to say about the lawsuit? Here is a caller reaction from around the country.
It's a mighty strange thing. This program started up under Bush and his attorney general. Now, if Eisen wanted to get down to the brass tack and knuckle, why don't he call in that attorney general and have him questioned? Eric Holder has been in there 9 times and testified, sending all kind of documents. But know what it is. You got 2 strong black men with no criminal records, no smear on them. Now, all of a sudden, they want to take down the 2 most powerful blacks in America. If they don't have a criminal record already, we want to give them one. This is nothing but a witch hunt.
I think that President Obama and Eric Holder, they both need to go to jail. Go to jail because there's been so much criminal activity in this administration. Look at the fact that there was a similar program under the George Bush administration, but they stopped that program in 2007, more than 2 years before Eric Holder picked it back up and went in and done it all wrong. And you talk about things like Watergate. Nobody died in Watergate. They're trying to court the Hispanic vote, but over 300 and something Mexicans have been killed with these guns that Eric Holder and Obama had allowed to get out and kill people.
Do I believe that there's some sort of racial motivation underlying the attack against Eric Holder? Yes, I do believe that there is. I mean, often we would like to believe that this is some sort of post-racial, colorblind society. But in reality, we know that it is not. Racism is often hidden and covert, or in many instances, it's unintentional. White people simply don't know that they are actually being racist.
We have all the evidence. You go back to March 2009, and you can see where they're coming out, and they say that Obama right here. I mean, if you go back to the interview that they had on the news media, you had Eric Holder second in command, you had Janet Napolitano, and you had several others sit there and come on, and they said that Obama funded this, Obama said authorized this. I mean, hell, it's right there on the news. And as far as what should be done, he should be arrested, period.
In a few moments, conversation about the latest shootings, and that's next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like a million bucks. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour, Doug Steffen, welcome back to our discussion of the hot hits in talk radio for the week. We turn our attention to the latest shootings, one in Texas on Monday, another one Wednesday in Washington. Here's host Leland Conway talking about the shooting at the Family Research Center, wondering if the majority of the news media didn't cover it because of the conservative nature of the organization.
I've been watching it as it developed. The 10:45 this morning was when the shooting happened. The details that we know, and I have checked all of the media sites, and the one that gives me the most detail is Fox News. And this is significant. According to Fox News and their sources, this morning around 10:45 a.m., a man entered the Family Research Council headquarters. There was a security guard there. When confronted by the security guard, he apparently said something about how he was against what they stood for. And when confronted by the security guard, began shooting, and he shot the security guard. The security guard was shot in the arm, but was a hero because he actually tackled him, wrestled him to the ground, took the gun away with the bullet in his arm. At which point, according to Fox News, the shooter said to the security guard, "Please don't shoot me. My beef is not with you. It's with this organization." Now, there are other reports from Fox News that they're citing sources that the guy was carrying a Chick-fil-A bat. The Family Research Council was a major defender of Chick-fil-A and all of this foo-for-all and follow-all that took place last week. Now, here's what's interesting to me. What we have is a lunatic, okay? I'm not going to go where the mainstream media always goes with stuff like this and say that the left in America wants to shoot people on the right. That's not happening. That's not what we have. We do not. We have whack jobs and crazies, and they come in all ideological flavors. This guy, in order to have the sensibility that you want to go into a building and shoot somebody, you're beyond ideological differences, and you're insane with hatred. Okay, so let's just establish that right now. What my beef today is with the media coverage and how it's being displayed. I have been watching this throughout the day because I'm very curious. Fox News was the first, and up until about 10 minutes ago, the only to report what the shooter was supposed to have said. ABC News didn't even have the headline until 2 o'clock. Didn't even report on the story. NBC reported on the story, but said most of their focus was he had a gun. That's what most of their focus was. He had a gun and he had extra bullets. By the way, D.C. has a handgun law. Just saying. So law-abiding citizens can't carry handguns. This guy somehow, I have no idea how, obtained a weapon. And this could have been a much more serious incident had it not been for that brave security guard. Because if the guy had gotten past the security guard, who knows what would have happened? Who knows how many people would be dead? That being said, I am I'm appalled by the media coverage.
Radio host Michael Berry with a discussion about what we know regarding the shooter in Texas and about a Houston group that's trying to help the family of the slain police officer.
The family of Constable Brian Bachman in College Station is still working to finalize funeral arrangements as the investigation into Monday's shootout continues. We're learning more about the shooter this morning. Things like he was 2 months behind in his rent.
Our officers were contacted, and they were arriving to the scene. On their initial arrival, they started taking gunfire shots at them. They returned fire, and that went on for several minutes.
And Bachman and a bystander were killed when 35-year-old Thomas Coffle opened fire on them Monday. Coffle also killed in that gunfire. A Houston 100 Club now reaching out to help the family of Constable Bachman.
Initially, we provide the surviving spouse with a gift of $20,000 to help with any immediate financial needs the family may have.
100 Club Director Rick Hartley there saying they help to pay for car notes, house payments, and even college expenses. Constable Bachman leaves behind a wife and two young children. Meanwhile, the woman from the memorial area here remains in intensive care after she was shot during Monday's shootout. 51-year-old Barbara Holdsworth was helping her daughter move into the Tri-Delta sorority house when she was wounded. Her neighbors here are shocked.
You know, that makes you wonder, can I go to Randall's and be safe in the parking lot? There's some idiot going to come by with a shotgun and start blowing people away.
Holdsworth still facing another possible surgery. And this all brings us to the topic of gun laws. Many asking now if Texas should allow people to legally carry guns on college campuses.
There are many people debating that very question after the shooting on Monday that claimed the life of Brian Bachman. Houston gun store owner Jim Pruitt says one person carrying a legal gun might have made a difference.
If one person would have had a concealed handgun license and had a handgun in a movie theater, in a classroom, in a crowded political gathering, if one person would have had the concealed handgun license, then at least the size of the carnage would have been much less.
Scott Bowen is the speaker of the student senate at A&M. He agrees with Pruitt but thinks that more needs to be done.
In my mind is a answer, but not the only one. You still have to have a fully staffed and aware police force. You have to have notification systems in place, and most of that is in place at A&M.
And where does Governor Perry stand on the issue?
Law-abiding men and women should be able to have their weapons.
Lawmakers in Texas have tried to get a bill passed on a couple of occasions. They have not been successful. Similar laws have passed, though, in Utah and in Colorado.
Goody Goldie coming up. Immigration reform is back in the focus on talk radio. We'll talk about it, cover it next.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Are you tired of so-called experts telling you what to do all the time? You may be considering a mortgage to purchase or to refinance a home. Or if you're 62, you might be considering the government's reverse mortgage program. Well, don't believe everything you hear. Take your own action and call today for a free guide filled with up-to-date information on mortgages, home purchasing, renewing reverse mortgages, and credit restoration. The guides are free and full of facts you need to know. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice is dedicated to keeping you informed. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there's never been a fee and never, ever even one complaint. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Call 800-593-6405. That's 800-593-6405. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Again, that's 800-593-6405.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
So immigration reform, let's see, how do we fit this into a box? Let's go to host Charlie Brennan, who's got Lawrence Benito, CEO of the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. They talk about the first official day of the president's change to immigration policy.
Up to 1.7 million young illegal immigrants living in this country will be able to apply for a two-year reprieve from deportation. The White House initiative, which is called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, will make the young people eligible for work permits, Social Security cards, and driver's licenses. Applicants have to pay a $465 fee, oh boy, must have come to the United States before they turn 16, and have to be under 31 years old right now. Lawrence Benito is the CEO of the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. He joins us from Navy Pier in Chicago. Are you in the middle of a rally or something?
Well, we're having a ceremony here. We have over 10,500 students that have been waiting in line, some as early as 9 p.m. last night, at the opportunity to apply for this deferred action.
So these are 10,500 kids who are here and undocumented.
Yeah, these are kids that, for the most part, they've been here all their lives. And all we're asking is for the paperwork to catch up with their realities. They've done everything we've asked them to do. They've stayed in school, stayed out of trouble, want to go on to college, want to volunteer in their communities, and want to give back. And this is an important first step in that process.
Well, you know, I thought that maybe some of the kids would line up in drips and drabs, but if are you telling me there's a line of 10,500 students as we speak?
We have a line from Navy Pier that almost reaches Millennium Park at this point.
Holy
For those who
cow.
Know the Chicago landscape, it's enormous.
So there are quite a few kids in the Chicago area who are undocumented.
We have a number of kids from the city, from the suburbs. We actually have a number of people that have come from other states to come to this workshop to avail of this opportunity.
Now, an earlier caller suggested, Mr. Benito, that, you know, this might send a signal to people across the border in Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, that the United States is loosening its deportation laws, and that might encourage people to come here illegally. What do you say?
Well, I mean, the laws around this deferred action are pretty clear. They have to have been in this country before June 15th on or before that date. But, you know, this is the American dream in terms of people working hard, wanting a better life for themselves and their families. It's what generations of earlier immigrants have come from. This is the land of opportunity. My parents are both immigrants, and that was their story, for a better life for themselves and their children.
Did your parents come here legally?
Yeah, my parents came in the early 1960s, but our immigration policies are different than they were then. It was a lot easier to come here through the legal channel, and the issue has been politicized a lot more since that time. So, you know, we're looking, you know, this is the first step in terms of applying for this, but we're going to continue to fight for comprehensive immigration reform.
Here's a host named Kennedy talking to Bob Dane from the Federation for American Immigration Reform about the beginning of what he says is one of the largest amnesty programs in American history.
Why is today such a big day?
This morning, bright and early, here in Washington and across the country, when the federal government opened up, that was the official start of this new illegal alien amnesty. The government officially began accepting applications for what is probably going to be the second largest amnesty in American history.
What was the first largest?
Well, it was 1986 when we were promised 1 million, and we got three. So you know what? After all is said and done, it's probably going to be the biggest, because we're talking, as a start, and probably a low estimate, about 2 million illegal aliens who are going to apply.
Okay, so and these are kids who were brought over the border by their parents. And I'm going to play devil's advocate with you, because I think that's the best way to understand that. Because if I just sit here and tell you that you're brilliant and wonderful, we're going to miss something. All right. So, you know, and help me to understand this, because my mom was an immigrant. She came to this country, didn't know any English, and had to make her way in the world. And her parents had to make successes out of nothing. I mean, they literally had one suitcase for a family of five. So, you know, and in that sense, I'm a little sensitive to it. However, they immigrated legally. They did. And it was a different time. But if you've got someone who came to this country against their will, and has been a good person, and they've not broken any laws, and they've gone to school and have been as productive as they can be, why is this law such a bad thing?
Two reasons. By the way, yep, we're a nation of immigrants, but we're principally a nation of laws, sociologically a nation of citizens, which implies some degree of order to the rule of law and a president who abides by it, none of which happened. Look, first, you know, what you're saying is basically, what are you going to do with all of these kids who were brought here through, quote, no fault of their own? First of all, they're not all kids. And despite what the media would have us believe, they're not all valid Victorians. You can be up to the age of 31 to take advantage of this amnesty.
No, I know they're not kids, but they were brought here against their will when they were children.
Well, a lot of the kids were not brought here through no fault of their own. About 7 out of every 10 illegal aliens under the age of 18 who get caught at the border are coming in unaccompanied. That's almost 16,000 a year. The number is growing.
Okay, now are they eligible for this program?
They're going to be eligible for this program, absolutely. So this is a broad-based amnesty far beyond just kids. And, frankly, the requirements are so loose that you don't technically even need to have finished your high school or gotten a GED. So that torpedoes the idea that we're adding a bunch of highly skilled illegal aliens to the workforce.
Here's host Ray Appleton with CBS's Peter King. They talk about the difference between the DREAM Act and the new immigration law that's gone into effect this week.
Just for the sake of definition, is this the same law that some people refer to as the DREAM Act?
No, it is not. The DREAM Act has been brought up twice in Congress. It has been voted twice down.
Right.
So this is not the DREAM Act, but this is, you know, part of the provision of the DREAM Act. It's called deferred action. And what it basically does is say, if you were brought here to this country illegally by your parents when you were 16 or under, fill out the paperwork. You're not going to be deported for 2 years. Of course, there are a lot of requirements that go with that. Everything from, obviously, proof of who you are and your eligibility, proof that you arrived in the U.S. before you were 16, been here at least 5 years, and are either in school, graduated from school, or have served in the military, and also no criminal record. So this is a temporary solution at best for what everybody has conceded is a long-term problem that nobody's been able to come together on.
Is there any idea at all as to how many people could possibly apply for this?
Absolutely. The best estimates we've seen are about 1.7 million people. And that's because you're talking about an illegal immigrant population that, for all intents and purposes, for these, they're talking about the under 30s. So you had to have been at least 16, or I'm sorry, at the most 16 when you were brought here. But, you know, obviously the range is a large range. Here in Florida, for example, we think there are maybe 140,000 people who may be eligible here in other places. Maybe even more.
Enough on that. Let's shift to the coverage of more violence breaking out in Afghanistan is up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits measured by the folks at Talkers.com. From Fox, Heather Childers talks to military analyst Captain Pete Hagesh about the growing so-called green-on-blue violence, where troops are being attacked by people disguised as Afghan police officers.
Even more reports of Afghan friends firing on NATO troops. I say friends. The latest incident, a man dressed as an Afghan police officer shooting at NATO soldiers. No one was injured. But this report comes just days after six U.S. Marines were killed by men also dressed as Afghan police officers. It's awful to hear about this. We had three Marines that were killed at a checkpoint on Thursday. Three more American troops killed, Marines killed on Friday. The numbers just keep going up and up. And if you watched the interview last night on 60 Minutes, Romney and Ryan did not mention the military. Big military presence on Saturday, though, when they did announce that they were going to be the ticket. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, first of all, the insider threat in Afghanistan is a growing problem. Green on blue, it's clearly the strategy of the Taliban, both to target coalition members with insider threat and also target Afghan government members, as you've seen those numbers go up specifically. So that this is a Taliban tactic to try to erode our will. I think what Romney and Ryan would do, first thing they would do, is get rid of the 2014 deadline for withdrawal that was set by the Obama administration, which is really the veneer for this whole problem, that Afghans don't believe our commitment is there. They don't believe we'll be there in the long term, which erodes the trust you need between counterparts, and the Taliban exploits that gap. And I think Romney and Ryan are going to either dilute or get rid of that withdrawal deadline altogether, opening up the opportunity, I think, for better partnership, better cooperation, and hopefully less of this type of violence in Afghanistan.
Yeah, they said they definitely wanted to eliminate that. What about budget cuts? How is that going to affect our veterans?
Well, if you look at a lot of the centers around the Ryan plan doesn't cut veterans' benefits at all. But what Ryan does so well in this is he crystallizes the problem here. You can't have military power if you don't have economic strength. We've got a looming debt crisis that is going to force us to make tough decisions. And what Paul Ryan has done is said debt is a national security crisis. And until we address our debt and deficit problems, we might not be able to have the kind of military strength that we want to have. Concerned Vets for America did a poll just last month. 70% of veterans believe that our debt is a national security problem. Until we get that under control, until we provide real solutions for our debt crisis, we might not have the kind of resources, and we're going to have to make tough decisions on the defense side.
Now, Paul Ryan, last year, he was speaking to the Alexander Hamilton Society, and he said, a weak economy means a weak military. We're hearing a lot about jobs, 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 the economy. Do we first need to focus on getting back on track as a country before we can focus on the military? Do they go hand in hand?
Again, your economic vitality feeds your military strength. And Paul Ryan believes in engagement in the world, believes in America's role in the world, as does Mitt Romney. Well, in order to do that, you better have a strong economic base, which we've always had, which has propelled our military strength throughout the world. They understand the linkages between those two. And you're not going to balance the budget overall on the backs of the Defense Department. There's not enough to cut there. At the same time, there's a lot of fat in the Defense Department. It needs reform.
Host Steve Gruber with Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan about the new Terrorist Designation Act, which the president signed last week, and what it means for Afghanistan.
We're going to give some credit where credit is due this morning to the Obama administration for a Terrorist Designation Act that was signed into law on Friday. For our listeners, Congressman, tell us what this means, because you had some praise for the president.
Well, I did. This is something I've been working on for some time. It was a bill that originated in the Senate, and then I added language to toughen up the requirement that the president actually sign the bill, or excuse me, that designate the Haqqani network as a terrorist network. And what that is, for listeners who are going, huh, what does that mean? This is the group of individuals that is, we believe, accountable for maybe half of all the IEDs that are going off in Afghanistan today that are taking the lives of our soldiers and the limbs of our soldiers. They're in the Pakistani tribal areas. They are somewhat protected by the Pakistanis. It's the oddest relationship I've ever seen. And the longer this went, the more pronounced it was to me that they, in fact, were using their organization, which is large. I equate it to a large organized crime family, to move guns and people and weapons and these devices into Afghanistan. They're working with the Taliban very closely. And if we can get them designated as a terrorist organization, it is much easier for us to go after their network, their money, their finances. We can make their life miserable. And that's what we need to do, and we know where these things are coming from. We know what it's doing to our troops, and we've got to do something about it. So I'm glad the president signed it. I look forward to him following through with the designation. That will be an important step.
All right, now that's an FTO designation, correct?
Yeah.
Is it foreign?
It's called the FTO, Foreign Terrorist Organization, and it just gives the U.S. government all of the tools to go after an organization like that that's in the state that we're not at war with.
So a couple of new things here in this hour. More info at Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll see that section at DougStephan.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.